Monday, March 8, 2010, Oroville News, consisting of announcements and interviews with Marlanka on microphone, Andrea, Nadine, and Yahalom in studio. A look at the weather. Today through Wednesday shows clear skies, southeasterly winds 14 to 21 kilometers per hour, 25 to 32 degrees Celsius, and a heat index tomorrow reaching 35 degrees due to the high humidity. Listen now to an interview with Shakti, whose painting exhibition is currently hanging at Pitanga. Shakti paints with oil on canvas, specializing mostly on faces whose eyes seem to follow the viewer.
So it came in Oroville. I never studied, and I'm self-taught. I started, I think, around 10 or 12 years ago. Actually, when I got Krishna, and he went first time, he went with Jackie, with his father, to France, and I was left alone, and it was 15th of August at that time, and I did first painting of the Mother Girl. First painting was Mother Girl, and it was for 8 or 9 hours I was sitting near this painting, and I didn't see how time is passing, and she was coming, she was looking at me, I was crying at the time. Say, thank you for allowing me to make your face, to be close to your appearance, and I was so grateful. Till now I'm very grateful because she allows me and Sri Aurobindo to make something of, I don't know even how to say, but I become very close to the physical appearance. I know even sometimes I feel the sense of mother's hands, of her skin, of feeling of her soft and tender skin. I have really like my own relation with them, you know. When I work, it's so different than just to paint, because I have conversations with them, and I have my answers when I pose a question. I have many things. It's a miracle. We are on the way, all of us. So Oroville itself is growing, progressing, and art is part of it. So art is still like a baby, it's not walking. We're all learning, we're all progressing, we're all growing. And art, it is our kind of face, we could say, or our visiting card through which we can see where we are. Yeah, I would say that.
Do you know what is neither art, nor art therapy, nor arts and crafts, but which nevertheless uses paper, paint, and brushes? Do you know what's original, little known, and yet exists everywhere in every being and springs from the brush as freely as a child's game? Arno Stern's work, The Play of Painting. Arno Stern has 50 years of experience and discoveries. He first came to Oroville 3 years ago. He has written many books on creative education. He's the director of the Institut de Recherche en Sémiologie de l'Expression, and his work is exactly in line with the ideologies of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Mother has written that true education must reveal what's already present in the developing being and assist that to blossom. Sri Aurobindo has written that each one is a self-developing soul, and the job of the parent and teacher is to help the child educate himself, develop his own intellectual, moral, aesthetic, and practical capacity, and to allow these to grow freely. Stern has found that the first traces made by a young child come from his organic memory and are not to be praised nor criticized. Those curious to know more may attend a talk with Arno Stern, which takes place on Sunday, March 14th, 5 p.m. in Town Hall Cinema Paradiso, to discover what Stern's play of painting is. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovillians. For further information, you may contact oroville.org, and thank you for listening.